Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the opening of schools in Zimbabwe in 2021 amid fears of a third wave of COVID-19.
And Zimbabwe relaxed its COVID-19 lockdown this week, but medical experts warn that the country may face another surge of COVID-19 cases as it prepares for the opening of schools on March the 15th. Schools, colleges, universities have been conducting virtual learning, with some parents complaining that their children are not learning adequately and due to internet connectivity problems and lack of access to radio lessons.
Most teachers' unions, school administrators, and others are calling for the government to provide personal protective equipment and ensure that teachers are vaccinated before schools reopen.
Some parents have been calling on the government to relax COVID-19 regulations in order to ensure that the students go back to classes.
All this comes at a time when the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance has conducted a survey showing that there is a low uptake of the Sinopharm vaccine donated by the Chinese government.
561 participants took part in the survey. The findings from the survey indicate that 10.7% of the respondents were willing to be vaccinated, while 75.1% were unwilling to be vaccinated. 14.2% of the total respondents were not sure if they were ready to be vaccinated.
A major finding that was captured during the survey is that a lot of people are ignorant about a plethora of issues around acquisition, administration, and side effects of the vaccine.
According to the state-controlled Herald newspaper, as of February 28, 2021, about 16,000 frontline workers have been vaccinated since the start of the program. Zimbabwe received a donation of 200,000 doses of Sinopharm donated by China recently. China is expected to donate a similar amount soon, and Zimbabwe says it will buy 600,000 doses from China. And on that note, we heard the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, announcing that he will be taking the vaccine in the next 2 weeks from the 200 doses that are coming in from China.
Zimbabwe is also part of a facility initiated by the World Health Organization and African nations in sourcing vaccines. Marvelous.
Aiwa tinokutendai vese vari pachirongwa chedu pari zvino. Nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu denda reCOVID-19 iro pari zvino ratekeshera pasi rose, uye tiri kutarisa isu kuvhurwa kwezvikoro, uko vazhinji vari kutarisira ivo kuti zvichafamba sei. Panguva iyo vamwe vari kutyira kuti kuchaita yavanoti third wave yeCOVID-19 pachavhurwa zvikoro. Asi nhasi ndaita rombo rakanaka, ndataura namai Monica Mutsvangwa, vataura ivo kuti pane imwe phase iri kuuya yenhomba, maticha nevamwe vachange vari kubayiwa nhomba iyoyi, uyezve vari kutaura ivo kuti pachabayiwa maticha zvichabatsirawo kuti vanhu vawane herd immunity, kuti kana maticha achizoenda achinosangana nevana muzvikoro pasawanikwe ipo pachipararira denda irori reCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti Zimbabwe yakawana iyo 200,000 doses yeSinopharm COVID-19 vaccine ichibva kuChina. Tikaona zvakare mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachizivisa ivo kuti vachange vari kubayiwa nhomba iyi masvondo anotevera. Vakatanga kubayiwa nhomba iyi ndevaConstantino Chiwenga, avo takaona vachibayiwa nhomba iyi pamwe nemutevedzeri wavo vaMangwiro Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke zviri kandava njengakona kuke kuchaya kuMarvelous. Namhlanje ke sikhangela iCOVID-19, siyakwazi ukuthi izikolo kumele zivulwe. Uhulumende sefake phela wahlela ukuthi izikolo kumele zivulwe mhla ka-15 ngoMarch. Kuzokuthi ke nxa sikhubeka kusiya phambili, ama-universities lama-colleges lawo kumele alungiselele ukwenza njalo. Isikolo okwamanje abantwana bebefunda ngendlela ezijiyeneyo, okunye abanye ke bebesebenzisa i-internet, kwesusiba labanye kade besebenzisa uWhatsApp nokunye okujiyeneyo, kube labanye ke kade kungani basebenzisa lama-radios. So ke kwenzakala konke lokhu ke obabalisi bathi hayi ukuvula isikolo khona manje kungabasinda. Lalabo babesezikolo abayibo abaphatha intambo bezikolo labo bathi akumele kube khona, kumele kube lokho okuthiwa i-protective personal protective equipment, kumbe ngithi PPE, okumele ukuthi zinikwe abantu ukwenzela ukuthi bazivikele kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Siyakwazi ke ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe usanda ukuthi ayekethise iziqondiso ke zohlelo lokuvalela abantu ezindlini, esithi hayi sokungazani ke umkhuhlane lo uyadeda kancane kwele Zimbabwe. So siyabona njalo ke Christian iZimbabwe Christian Alliance isanda kwenza ucwaningo olutshengisela ukuthi abantu abalutshwane yibo abahlatshwa ijekiseni yeCOVID esina from COVID vaccine. So kube sokusithi ke ucwaningo lolu bekulabantu abayi 561 abangenileyo selwi, kodwa ke kwatholakala ke ukuthi abayisilinganiso se 10.7% babonakale ukuthi abafisa ukuthi bathathe ivaccine le, ukuthi bafisa ukuthatha ivaccine. Kuzokusithi ke i-75.1% ngabantu abangafuni ukuzwa ngevaccine le. Kuzobuya ke 14.2% ngabantu ke abathe abalaqiniso lokuthi kumele kwenzakaleni, bazamelela bebona ukuthi kwenzakalani. Kodwa kusobalayo ukuthi abantu abakwazi ukuthi benzeni ngevaccine le. I-Herald ke isanda kubika ukuthi kulabantu abedlula 16,000 asebethethweke ivaccine ye-COVID-19 yokuthi vimbe i-COVID-19. Bese kuthi ke nxa sikhangela ele China lanika ele Zimbabwe 200,000 ama-doses e-Sinopharm. Izanikwa njalo eZimbabwe i-200,000 njalo. Bese kubuya ke i-600,000 izathengwa kwele China. Siyabona ukuthi kuningi kakhulu marvelous okwenzakalayo ke. So ngizwile lapho ukhuluma ngokuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubekhuluma sibile sithi uzayithatha le vaccine laye. So ke I think we've got a video of that effect that the president is saying he will take the vaccine together with his cabinet. So let's hear what he said about this at a certain event in Nyamandlovu.
Here it comes. The leader was saying that the leadership will not be vaccinated. On that particular day with various engagements. So I informed my minister, the vice president, to get the first jab. Who's got with anyone? The vaccine is safe. Does he believe? He told you. This vaccine is right. He is safe. The vice president of the party, vice president of the republic, is the first jab. He's still here. My cabinet and myself in two weeks when the next confinement comes, I'll be vaccinated. You'll be vaccinated and other cabinet ministers when I move on. And the vaccines are free. There are so many companies which have come forward who want to import the vaccines and sell them. We have said no. If any company buys vaccines, that vaccine must be distributed free.
There you are, marvelous. That's the president saying that the vaccine is free. They are going to be vaccinated. We're counting, you know. He said this last week.
Yes, and talking about the Zupco buses, what he said, if you don't, well, if he says that if you don't get the vaccine, you might not be able to get on the Zupco bus.
And
we saw the government commissioning 50 Zupco buses today. And I had the pleasure of speaking to Amai Monica Mchangwa, who said that this is part of a program that they're actually also going to introduce buses in the rural areas by Zupco. So, and then she said it's a way of also alleviating the spread of COVID-19. Instead of people using the smaller cars, now they will be in Zupcos. And Zupco, she said, has, you know, been mandated to make sure that they are cleaning the buses and disinfecting and making sure that they take people's temperatures. So we watch and see what will be happening.
Yes, we've got our first guest, and that is Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu of the Zimbabwe Teachers Association. Dr. Ndlovu, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Gibbs, and thank you to your listeners and viewers.
Yes, so schools are opening on March 15th. What's going to happen on that day?
I must remark, Gibbs, that our learners have been out of school for now almost a year, And this is very detrimental for their education and their progress and academic achievement. It is now inevitable that we must bring learners back to school. And we are encouraging learners to come back to school, knowing that some of them may never come back to school because of so many other circumstances that now have befallen them during the COVID-19 lockdowns. We are therefore encouraging all our stakeholders, including our esteemed educators, to make the sacrifice to bring back the learners to school and ensure that learners resume learning and ensure that teaching starts again. At least some form of in-person teaching must be introduced in our schools. And that is a way of guaranteeing the future of Zimbabwe. The world over, every country is making every effort to ensure that the education of these children is brought about so that we don't have a lost generation. And that is what we are going to be seeing coming through. And as Zimbabwe Teachers Association, we are encouraging that schools must open, and therefore we must...
So I think it's been cut a little bit. So while we're still trying to reconnect with Dr. Ndlovu, let's bring in Mr. Clarice Matuku of the Platform for Youth Development Trust. Mr. Matuku, welcome to the program.
Magali Nkoma Gibbs, Sister Marvelous. Thank you, Zimbabwe. I'm happy to be part of this program.
Yes, so thank you so much. So looking at the opening of schools, you know, some people are saying schools must open as fast as possible. What's your take on that?
Yeah, this is a very important discussion in that I have been a student before, and when we talk of opening of schools, I don't think that there is anyone who is against the opening of schools, because it has taken long. The lockdown started last year when schools were off and on. Everyone wants the schools to open. I think the concern has been, how prepared are we as Zimbabwe in terms of ensuring that we don't open, then close again because we did not prepare enough? The concerns that most Zimbabweans, yes.
Continue.
The concerns that most Zimbabweans have about the open. Can I continue?
Yes, Matuku.
Yes, I'm saying that the concerns that Zimbabweans have about the opening of schools is that, are we prepared enough? There's been a lot of discussions where some teachers' union, I'm happy that I've heard from Zimta that they are very much ready. They want the schools to open. I think that is also my feeling as an individual, that schools must open. But the concern is that, how much prepared are we? From where I stand, I'm speaking from Chisumbanja, I'm from Chipinge. I know certainly that the demand to have schools open is high, but there is a lot of concern by parents.
Mm-hmm. What are some of those concerns by parents, especially in the rural areas?
Yes, the concerns are various. One of them is that when they open, how will the students behave? Because the general behavior is that when some of the people, especially those at primary schools, mm-hmm. are not careful enough, they may go to school, they may not be putting on their masks enough, or they may not do the safe distance, the practices that are being recommended by the World Health Organization or by the Ministry of Health and Child Care. Such that when we open, there are chances that we may have a spike. We start again having more cases of positive cases. That's one concern against opening. But certainly, because we have so much that we have lost in terms of the calendar, the school calendar. The other concern is that we have no other option, especially in the rural areas. If we don't open, the e-learning and so forth has not been effective for most of the rural schools. Mm-hmm. So the opening where there is physical contact between students and teachers, it appears like it's an option that we need to take. So that concern is that the Ministry of Education and the schools must convince parents that when learning starts, there is adequate preparation. I think that is the main concern, that preparation must be adequate.
Zvii zvamuri kuona kwamuri ikoko kumaruva uyezve munonzwa sei panyaya yekuti zvikoro ngazvivhurwe pari zvino takatarisa denda recovid-19?
Ya, zviri kuitika nezvekuti vabereki kunyanya vagara nevana nguva yakareba kumba, and matambudziko ari kuitika nevana vanenge vari kumba ndeyekuti paane misika nzwa yakati kuti haa kuitika, zvokuti konzeni yekutanga ndeti ino zvikoro zvavhurwa ndezvekuti vana vabve pamba vaende kuchikoro, because imwe misikanzwa yanga iitwa nevana vabereki vanga vasingasangana nayo yaingoitwa kuchikoro izvo zvivakuiona. So kumwe kuvhura kungoda kuti vana vaende kuchikoro, ndo number one. Number two ndeyekuti zvikoro zvizhinji zvekumisha kuno ndikutaura ndiri kuchipinge, zvinodiwa kuti tidzivirire COVID-19 zvishoma zvakafana kuti masanitizers. Kana kuti vana vari kuchikoro vanenge vachiita self distance, hatina zvikoro zvine furniture inokwanisa kuti vana vange vakagara umwe uko umwe uko. Asi kunyangwe zvichiitika izvi, ndo inenge iri concern. Kana vana vavhura pamwe, COVID inobva yataraukira, yanyanya kubva yakura zvekuti tinenge taakuita yatingati spike, ndo dambudziko rakakura. Then iwo maticha amwewo ekunokumisha kunoku vanenge vachitiwo asati atine mari shoma isati yapihwa, vari kuona sekuti zvinofanira kuitwa kuti vaitewo motivated kuzodzidzisa vana, hazvisati zvanyatsa kuitwa zvakawanda. Saka ndo mamwe maconcerns. Asi ini pfungwa dzangu ndedzekuti hatingagari zvikoro zvakavharwa, panenge pachifanira kuti zvikoro zvivhurwe.
Thank you so much.
Asi nzira yekudzivirira kuti vana vasaaa.
Yeah, so looking at what you are saying is, you know, there is need for people to prepare for the opening of schools. But do you think that we have come to a stage where schools can reopen?
Dambudziko ratiri kuita muno muZimbabwe nderekuti nyaya yaritorwa nezvaiye COVID iyi haina kungotanga manje manje. COVID yakatanga gore rakapera muna Machi. Zvino taridza sekuti hurumende haisi kunyatsopa pfungwa dzakadzika kana mapreparations aya, nekuti mapreparations aya anenge achiti kuzvikoro zvacho zvatirikutaura nezvazvo kwozobva vadzidzisi. Pane zvakawanda zvisati zvaitwa zvinofanira kuitwa kuti vabereki vaite convinced kuti the learning environment inokwanisa kuita contain the spread of COVID. Pandinoona changovepo ndechekuti vanhu vaane impatience yaya yekuti akanyanyogara, vanhu vaakungoda kuti macurriculums, kuti masyllabus aenderere mberi kuti pane vanenge vari maexams. Saka tingangoti anxiety ndo yakura, vanhu vaane chidakataka, vanhu vaimpatient. Saka kuvhurwa kwangu wekuti munhu wese akuda chikoro chivhurwe nekuda kwekuti pane zvakawanda zvaakuitika zvikoro zvisina kuvhurwa. Asi adequate preparation inenge isati haisatonyasa kugusi, kana kuti there is adequate preparation from the Ministry of Education and from hurumende.
Oh yes, so now let's hear from another guest. I think Dr. Ndlovu will come later. So another guest that we have right now is Reverend Useni Sibanda of the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance. Reverend Sibanda, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the program, Gibbs.
Thank you very much. So we're talking about the reopening of schools. What's your take on that?
I think the Ministry of Education, first, before it talks about reopening of schools, we must line up everything. We must have our personal protection equipment in place for the teachers, for the learners. We must make sure also that all necessary World Health Organization's protocol are in place and requirements. We have the situation of schools that do not still have water, running water. Even if it has rained, they still don't have water. So all those are big challenges that the Minister of Education needs to think through before they think about opening schools.
And what role are you going to play as an organization, you know, in terms of, you know, the reopening of schools?
Well, what we have been doing now has been to start working on issues of awareness raising among the learners and the teachers. But also we are engaging with the Minister of Education to say what programs, for instance, can be put on radio for learning so that pupils and learners are not missing out. And also there's the issue of the whole vaccination rollout program. When is it going to happen? I think it's also holding government to account. When is this going to happen? You know, how many pupils, learners, teachers are going to have access to this so that their life can get back to some near normalcy? So I think the part of our work is to hold government to account, but as well as try and support the Minister of Health and the schools as much as possible. We are already thinking of places like Vilawa to see if we can put some of the water tanks in schools so that pupils can have the place to wash their hands.
Now, you have just conducted a survey. Tell us a bit about this survey, because I think it dovetails with exactly what you're talking about today, in that not so many people are going for the vaccine.
Yes. We carried out a survey, sampled among, you know, church leaders and Christians that work within our local advocacy committees and in our local peace committees. The majority of those people are afraid to actually take the vaccine. A good percentage, about 50-something percent, is sitting on the fence. They're actually not sure whether they should take it or not take it. 45 and 40-something percent are actually saying, we don't want to take it at all, we're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge number of people who are afraid.
Yes, hold on there. Let's go to Mr. Dr. Spisolidov. I think he's back again. Marvelous. Continue there. Yes, hold on. And mute your button, Reverend. Let's go to Dr. Spisolidov.
Let me do that.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Pane zvatiri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa apa panyaya yenhomba yeCOVID-19 kumaruva kwamuri ikoko yati yasvika here uyezve vanhu vari kuti chii pamusoro penhomba iyi?
I think this question is for Mr. Clarence Maduku. Mr. Maduku.
VaMaduku, muri kutinzwa here?
Nyaya yeCOVID kumaruva yasvika kuchipinde tine nyaya tingati papera Christmas apa neJanuary tine vanhu vakati kuti vakashaya kuti mamwe manhambazi anga achitotaurwa anga ari mashoma aibuda pamastatistics enyika kune zvataitoziva zvanga zvichiitika munharaunda dzedu zvechokwadi iCOVID yasvika asi kuti tingati haina kunyanyokura zvayo sezvatanga zvichikuitikawo kune dzimwe nharaunda ndichitaura nenyaya yekuchipinge kana manyika
ko panyaya yenhomba yeCOVID-19 yesonofaini yekuchina vanhu vari kuti chiine zvayo yasvika here ikoko
nyaya yenhomba haisati yakasvika asi vanhu vari kubayiwa pari zvino yainya kubayiwa vanhu vari kushanda mune zveutano vakafanana nekuti manesi vari kuita zvevari more like those who are in hospitals ndo vabayiwa ruzhinji sekutaura kwaitwa vaHussein vanhu vari kutya vari kuti pane ma theories akawanda ari kuitwa ekutaura kuti ukabayiwa chii chinozoitika vazhinji vatisi kugara navo tiri kuda kuedza kuti tivanyevenuse kuti vanobayiwa asi vari kuti ivo tagara tinoshandisa yatingati indigenous knowledge yedu ana zumbani nezvimwe zvakadaro vanhu vari kufungidzira kuti vangatorarama zvakanaka nekushandisa maherbs ava vagara vashandisa pane kushandisa iyo vaccine iri kuuya iyi ndo chimwe chekutanga chiri kuitika saka namba yevanhu vari willing uye vakabayiwa vashoma vatoramba vachibayiwa ndevari kushanda mune zveutano manesis edu health workers ndo vane nhamba yakawanda ingangoti vanosvisa 80% yevanhu vakabayiwa pari zvino izvi zviri kutoti tiri kurwadzikanwa nazvo ini ndichimirirawo sangano replatform for youth and community women kuti suu vatungamiri venharaunda vanenge vachiziva kuti nyaya yevaccine inokwanisa kubatsira it can be the game changer panyaya yekudhila nemacases ar mapositive cases saka idambudziko ratiri kuita zvekuti pachikamu chiri pamberi change taa kutaura zvii zvatiri kuitawo zvimwe asi sekuti mandibvunza kuti zvakamira sei vanhu vari kutambira vaccine vari kutaura zvakawanda tinotobatsira nemamwe mawhatsapp group atinenge tiri vanenge vachinyora nyaya dzekunyeba dzekuti kana ukabayiwa unozofa unodai zvinhu zvinotoda kuti tinyatsobatirana pamwe chete seZimbabwe uye sevatungamiriri venharaunda kuti titaure kuti aiwa these are false theories about nyaya yevaccine.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Can we switch over to Dr. Ndlovu? Babu Ndlovu, unmute button. Sixoke baba. So ke nxa sikhangela khonoku ke okuthiwa kusomela livula isikolo kambe ubona zani kuya ngapi konke lokho
baba Dube ukuvula kwezikolo kuyinto esivele isiqondile elimele yenziwe ikhezwe ngokushesha nxa sikhangela ngomumo wezemfundo sesibonile ukuthi abafundile balahlekele kakhulu kanti njalo iningi labo abanye bazaphunyuka sibuye singazuzo sibathole njalo futhi kwezemfundo lokhu kuzabe kuyikutshabalalisa kwesizulu banesikhona kathesi siyakhuthaza ke ukuthi lathi avulwe izikolo kodwa phela ma zivulwa kazivulwe kungaphansi kohlelo olukhazile ukuthi bazaphatheka njani abafundi laba kanye lababalisi ngizwa kukhulunywa kakhulu nge-vaccine thina-ke siyayisekela indaba ye-vaccine ukuthi kayibuye ngomfutho izoncedisa ukuthi sincindezele lolu bhubhane mina njengami-ke ngizaba ngomunye wabo ozangena awuthathe lo eyo-vaccine ngokuphambisa ngifuna nje ukukhuthaza ukuthi ababalisi nxa sibuyela ezikolweni uhulumende ngawe uyazama ukuthi laba ababuyela kuqala babe nabo sebeyitholile i-vaccine kanti abafundi laba ababuyela emabhodini bancediswe njalo nangange-vaccine ukuze kungabikhona ukumemetheka kwalo mkhuhlane nxa sithe sabuyela ezikolweni kufanele-ke sibuyele emsebenzini ngithemba iningi lababalisi sebewukhanuka umsebenzi wabo kanti-ke nabantwana sebekhanuka isikolo asibuyeleni sibancedise nabantwana
ye sicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa sikhonokho sizwa kuthiwa uzahlatshwa i-jackson lokunye usiya phambili ukufaka ngesilungu
ye Thank you, Dube. It is very appropriate that now we talk about reopening our schools. It is now the only natural thing to do because our learners have lost a lot of ground in education. We need to bring them to speed and want to encourage everybody who partakes in education to support the reopening of schools. And the issue of reopening of schools should be underlined by the emphasis around safety measures and protection measures. One of the most important protection measures is to ensure that the learners and the teachers are vaccinated. And I want to even indicate right to your listeners now and to everyone that I will be one of those people who take the vaccine also at least, because I want to believe it will help in mitigating the challenges around COVID-19. So we want to encourage the opening of schools under safe environment. And we want to encourage the vaccination to be prioritized. We understand definitely there are groups of people, but in our edition now, as the pronouncement of open schools is done, the phased approach must also come in with a phased approach to vaccination.
So now, are some teachers willing to be vaccinated?
We have not carried out a survey to indicate, but I have no doubt that our educators understand the scientific around vaccination, and they should find it very fearful to approach any hospital to be vaccinated. At any rate, Zimbabwe has been receiving vaccinations since time immemorial, and we have never questioned the vaccinations that we have had. Who hasn't had polio? Who didn't have vaccination for measles? And many other vaccines that have come before that. So this one is not different from these other vaccination that we had. We want to believe our educators will continue to educate the nation and encourage nations to join the vaccination.
So now, students have been, learning via virtual means and, other things like WhatsApp and so forth. What have been your challenges and your successes?
First, I don't want to create a cosmetic and suggest that the learning under WhatsApp is effective. It is one of the most difficult methods that people have been trying to use. And I think, if anything, it has been an occupation activity more than a learning activity, as far as I have assessed. Why do I say so? Only those learners whose parents were able to afford to pay for the data, and also only those learners whose parents had the right equipment and the right for cell phones or smartphones or gadgets that the learners could use. Otherwise, the generality of the children did not have access to that. And therefore, it is only a description of an idea which are supposed to be excellent, but it did not bring about fruitful results. And those who were attempting to learn online were most successful in the urban schools and mostly in those former group A schools. Those are the schools that had the resources, and then they were able to go in for book lessons, for example, where teachers could have some kind of interaction with learners. But elsewhere, certainly not. So let us not pretend that our learners had sufficient teaching under COVID-19. Really, they were underfed.
Yes, tolo uvale ngeyibhathani yakho siyabuya kuwe baba Ndlovu. Umyothe khonapho sizabuya kuwe. Siya kubaba uSeni Sibanda. So, Reverend uSeni Sibanda, what have been the challenges faced by parents in terms of, you know, taking kids to these virtual learning processes? Reverend Sibanda, are you there? So I think Reverend Sibanda has been cut off. So let's go to Clarence Matuku. So what have been the challenges that are faced by parents and students in virtual learning?
Yes, there's been a lot of challenges. If you were to study and analyze the results, especially the grade 7 results, I think there was an outcry. In most of our schools in Chipinge and Manicaland, the pupils can't even access WhatsApp learning, or some of them are Google learning or through the radio because of network penetration. So that is a reality, that network penetration is a challenge. That is the first challenge. Then the second challenge has been to do with the cost of data. Even when you want to go on WhatsApp or on Google, you would need there's a cost of data is very high in Zimbabwe. So that has been the second challenge. Then the third challenge has been the motivation around using internet, around using social media. There's been lack of interest in some of the cases whereby when you give a student assignment, there will be little feedback. But more to do, I think I also wanted to respond, I think, on what Randlovu was saying.
Mm. Yes, quite right.
We are getting a challenge that is very serious in our communities, in that the attitude, I mean, as communities, we need to work around the attitude. As Platform for Youth and Community Development, we have launched a campaign that we call Indawu Ngatirubise Utungu, which is COVID-19, or Let's Fight COVID-19. It is with the aim is to try and intercept or to correct the misinformation. I mean, even some of those whom we find to be responsible enough as community leaders, they have also been on the forefront to say, for example, schools must not open. They're not putting an alternative to say, when you say they must not open, until when? When actually the fact is that, like Ella Hussein is saying in one of, we are agreeing that it is challenging the government or the ministry to put measures so that the schools must open. So we have an attitude in our community leader that needs to be corrected as a matter of fact. Then the second point is to do with the vaccine. I think people are not circulating or interpreting the issues about Sinopharm correctly. I think it is also because of trust. I think this must be articulated very well, that people have got problems with mentioning of the name China. So when it says Chinese vaccine, people feel like, oh, there is a bit of mistrust. So I think these things must need to be dealt with, because there is also Russian vaccine. There is also some from UK. I think we need a lot of discussion around sharing correct information, that those who are in politics or those who have no knowledge about health issues must not be on the forefront of talking about vaccine when they don't know much about it. So I think that we need to play a role as community leaders and those who are in the health sector to say to continue discussing and provide information that corrects and also stop political people from communicating about vaccine. But we also have our doctors in Zimbabwe playing a key role. I've seen the president, the vice president, leading in vaccine. Let's see more people who are not in politics or who are community leaders and influencers taking this vaccine. It can correct the misinformation that we have in Zimbabwe.
Marvelous.
Mungati tarungura, erekutinde, jipi jirukutari iskwa nevanu. panguwa ino zvamungati zvipinga idzo pane kudzidza kwanga kuri kuita vanhu kudzimba parizvino?
Zvipinga izvi zvakanyanya atete ngezvekuti vanhu vari kupuwa mashoko akawanda wanda anenge akagadzirwa ari kunyanya kumhanyiswa nekuda kwekuti vanhu vakanzwa kuti vaccine iyi yekuchina vanhu avana vimbo nenyika yechina, nenyaya yekutiwo ivo vemachina vacho vari muZimbabwe muno vane zvakawanda wandawo zvavanoita zvekusapata vashande zvakanaka nekupindira pindirawo dzimwe nyaya dzeupfumi hwedu nenzira dzinoshooreka. Saka zvikanzi tiri kupiwa vaccine inobva kuchina, vanhu vanongoti haiwa China pane kuchinyirana kwatinenge tichiita mukurarama, kwekuti chinhu chinenge chisina raramo yakareba chinongozi ndechekuchina. Saka ndo chinhu chekutanga. Chechipiri ndechekuti vanhu vari kuregedzwa vachitaura nenyaya yevaccine vanhu vasiri mune zveutano. Ingada kuti vanoita zveutano madokta ndo vanofanira kunge vari kumberi, nekuti nyaya dzevaccine idzi isu takakurawo tichibayiwa vanhu homba dzacho idzodzo nenyaya yepolio takakura zvakanaka. Asi pane mashoko akawanda wana zvokuita kuti nyaya yevaccine ndeye muZimbabwe chete, inyaya iri pasi rose. Ndinofungidzira kuti nyaya dzetrust dzoda kugadzirwa, uye kuti vatungamiriri vemunharaunda vakafanana nesu vePlatform for Youth and Community Development tinofanira kunge tichimhanyawo kumberi tichitaridza kuti tinozvinzwisisa, uye tichipihwawo zvikwanisiro. Isuwo tingati kupedzisira tine chirongwa chatiri kuita kampeini yatinoti hashtag ngatirwise utongo. Tiri kufambisa mashoko aya munharaunda kuti kuwedzera panewo mitombo yatinoshandisa munharaunda yakafanana nayo zumbani neimwe mitombo yanechipunga nyunyu nezvakadaro zvinoshandiswa patsika dzedu nekurarama kwatanga tichiita zvinobatsirawo kuwedzeredza. Asi vaccine tinoona sekuti yaizobatsira kuita the game changer.
Thank you very much. We are coming back to you shortly. So let's go to Reverend Hussein Spanda. So Reverend Spanda, we see that according to your survey, there is a low, very, very low uptake of the Sinopharm vaccine. So going forward, how are teachers going to maybe take this kind of vaccine? Since, you know, there are people like me and you, but we have heard Dr. Ndlovu saying he's going to take the vaccine himself. So, but there are still challenges as per your kind of survey. So going forward, what should happen before schools open?
I think there's need for massive, a very massive awareness that is needed so that people are aware. Like what the other speaker was saying, we need medical doctors to speak about this, but also from the churches, we need the bishops, pastors to encourage congregants. Most of them are teachers. Most of them are students. Most of them are in other aspects of life. So once we encourage them within the church setup, because if you look at it, we're conducting this, talking to people within the church sector, but most of them are professionals, teachers, and all other sectors, you know. So if we encourage them, and even as church leaders, we take the lead, I'm sure this will change the attitude.
And you've got your fears about the Sinopharm, right?
Yes, well, one of the issues has been that people, you know, with issues to do with China, it's perceptions. People, like what you are saying, you know, anything to do with China, people are very suspicious. You know, they think, I know, maybe this thing don't last, or maybe it's not really proper. So people have all these fears, which I think needs to be dealt with from both scientific point of view, but also just increasing knowledge. People think anything to do with China, it won't work. But we need to help them change. And also generally the anger against government makes it that anything that government brings, whether it's right, people will have an attitude.
Skalufa gesintu konoko ke okuluma ngako kuti abantu phela ubakhanya ngazani ivaccine lay ayesaba. So kuyiwa phambili baba uSibanda kumele kwenziwe.
Into eqakathekileyo ukuthi kube lo mkhankaso wokuncedisa abantu ukuthi bayizwisise, okubafundisa lokubakhuthaza. Nxa abakhokheli bamabandla bengaba phambili, amabhishophu ethu nabafundisi bekhuthaza abantu kuma-WhatsApp group lapha abahlangana khona lama-congregates abo kathesi ebulenjini lasema-church kuma-notice, bebona abantu ukuthi hhayi linto ayisiyo muthi kasathane kodwa-ke kuyini into enceda abantu. Ambona anokwenziwa njalo kuzanceda abantu abaningi ngoba thina kulo ucubungula lokho esikwenzileyo sinanzelela ukuthi besicubungula kumaKristu sinanzelela ukuthi lakhonaokuthi nxa bekhangela laphana kusambulelo kulo 666 abaningi bahle bayesabe bathi nanguke u-666 usebuyile kanti akunjalo u-666 kasoze vele abuye ngaleyo ndlela so nto othiwana uyajunywa senijunyiwe lapha sengisibone sendo 666 hhayi kuyabe kuyinto umuntu azikhethele yona waba mceki ukuthi kuyini akulani le vaccine.
Ye, so siyabonga uvala ibhathani yakho khonapho. I think Marvelous, we can go to Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu.
Rege ndimbo tsanangura zvanga zviri kutaurwa navasibanda vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo vanobvumirana nezviri kutaurwa navamadhuku zvekuti panodiwa kuti vamwe vakuru vakuru vakadai sevemakereke vana chiremba nevamwewo vataure pamusoro penhomba iyoyi yecovid-19 nekuti vari kuti kazhinji kacho mune nzvimbo dzavari kufamba nekunzwa vanhu havana ruvimbo nenhomba iyoyi nekuti iri kunzi iri kubva kuchina nekuti zvinhu zvaita gara ziva kuti munyika yezimbabwe kazhinji ukanzwa kuti chinhu chabva kuchina vazhinji havazowanikwa vaine vimbo nayo kana chingave chiri nhomba kana zvimwewo zvinhu saka vari kuti ivo zvakakosha kuti vanhu vemumakereke nyanya madokta nevamwewo macommunity leaders vawanikowo vachitora information vachienda kunopa kune vanhu pamusoro penhomba iyoyi kunaka kwayo kana kushata kwayo kuitira kuti vanhu vawane ruvimbo nenhomba iyoyi. So we'll go to our other guest just to ask going forward. You, I think we're talking about the vaccine. So what is your take on the Sinopharm vaccine?
Dr. Ndlovu.
Dr. Ndlovu, if you can hear me.
Yes, thank you very much, Marvelous. Yes, I think there is nothing wrong with the Sinopharm vaccine or any other vaccine that has been approved by all other medical experts in the world. We may only have to take protection and security in the fact that this has been scientifically proven and used elsewhere. We are not the guinea pigs, as it were, in Zimbabwe. So we should be taking this vaccine forward and encourage our communities to do the same. If we have to analyze the issues around China, for example, which is so many people talk about, I think China has led the world. It has given the leadership in terms of managing the COVID-19 virus. So why should people then doubt China when it is the only one in the world that could go down to the second wave? And at the same time, it was the first to declare its own state COVID-free. That is a sign that it was on top of the situation. Why is there confidence in it? We may have politics around the vaccines so that people can make business and compete along those lines. But let us be sure that all these are scientific methods meant to assist humanity.
Apo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vandlovu vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo havaone pane chakaipa pamusoro penhomba iri kunzi iyo iri kubva kuchina nekuti vari kuti ivo nyika yechina yagara iriyo pamberi pane zvinhu zvakawanda nekuti takaona China iri iyo yakatanga kubuda ichiti ine denda iro recovid-19 uyezve vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino hatina kuzoona denda iri richiita second wave kuchina ikoko saka vari kuti zvakakosha kuti pawane dzidziso yekuti vanhu vanyatsonzwisisa pamusoro penhomba idzodzi Gibbs.
Babu Ndlovu, nxa vantu vangayala kuti vahlatshwe Jackson avavalisi lizakwenzani ngakhonoko?
Angithi ukuhlatshwa kwejackson kulilungelo lomuntu kodwa ukwala futhi lakho kulilungelo lakhe. Esingakwenza kuphela ukuba kutazwe ukuthi kabathengise uthando sibafundise ukuthi ngokwala lokho ufaka umhlobo wakho engozini, ngokwala lokho ufaka abantu bakho engozini, ngokwala lokho ufaka isizwe engozini. Kuyindlela yokufundisana. Thina lesile motto yethu ethi we educate the nation. Kasimi uku-educate i-nation kuphela, siyafundisana futhi nathi njengababalisi. Sizaqhubeka sifundisana sikhuthazana kanti ilangathesi ngeke ndileta lizosikhuthaza ukuthi hhatshi asibeni njengabantu abaseqetshileyo abazwisisayo ezempilakahle singaphindi sidawuthe sibe sicabange ngokuthi sizaba izanuse ezishiyeneyo kati zezikhona ezokubonileyo zanose aphambi zahlola zawubona kufanele
sicala ukufana nesikhiwa khona kuba
yes well well it is everybody's right to be vaccinated and at the same time it is also their right to refuse to be vaccinated but then what shall we do when people face that kind of attitude we'll have to educate each other we'll have to come again and encourage each other and we'll have to show that being vaccinated is a sign that you are caring about those that are around you and you love them you care about your society you care about your country we will continue therefore to educate and using our mantra to educate the nation we'll continue to encourage each other and share the education around vaccines and vaccination.
And Mr. Matuku, looking at what Dr. Ndlovu is saying, Dr. Ndlovu, stay on the line there. What Dr. Ndlovu is saying, do you think that some teachers are likely to go for the vaccines or they are going to resist? So still to Vali Patania Kubabundlo. Matuku, go ahead.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I want to appreciate that thing. Dudanov is saying quite a lot of sense because he's being factual in his presentation. Also, from experience, it has not been out of research, but I've talked to teachers that we stay around with. We have a lot of them who are unwilling to get vaccinated because of the theories circulating, because of the speculations. The reason why some of them are refusing to get vaccinated has to do with the politics of Zimbabwe, which is politics of anger, which is people don't want to read, don't want to follow facts. They use their emotions. So people are very emotional. But the numbers that will refuse to get vaccinated will be lower than those who get vaccinated. Because I've been following up as a community leader in terms of following the facts of how we should behave responsibly as citizens, as community leaders. I realized that because I also want my child to go to school, I've got a child who is going to school and I want them to be safe with teachers. So it will be difficult for a teacher to refuse to get vaccinated, but they want to teach, they want to assure other parents or the school environment that this is a safe environment. When you are vaccinated, it's clear that it reduces risk, although we need to continue having our masks, sanitizing, and keeping social distances. So for me, I think that the research done by also Dr. Hussein is factual. It speaks to what I am also facing on a day-to-day, where you find even people that are that you also respect in terms of how they've gone to school or how they've shown leadership in other departments, continuously speaking about this false or this heresy of saying if you get vaccinated you will die or you conduct you become HIV positive or so. It's a sign that some of them have been defeated by their emotions or have been defeated by their anger.
It
has become very topical. I think it has been coming out through our discussion. What is becoming topical is the anger against government. So people are not respecting facts because of their anger and emotions.
Tiri papo nekuti muri kuchisumba nje pedo nekuchiredzi. Kwakamira sei panyaya yevanhu varikunzi varikubviswa ikoko kuchida kuiswa price red entry zviri kufamba sei?
Tiri kurwadziwa atete nyaya iri kuchilonga uko kuchiredzi ko yakangofanana nenyaya yatiri kunesana nayo kuno kuchisumba nje kuno. Hurumende inofanira kuti isimbe nekuti iri kuonekwa sekuti iri kuremekedza zvido zvevanhu zvemaindividuals uye zvido zvevanhu vari kuita zvemabhizinesi kana kuti vatingati macapitalists muchirungu. Nyaya yekubvisa vagari vakawanda kuti tiite nyaya dzekugadzira luseni yekuita dendari yakangofanana nenyaya yekubvisa vanhu tiva kusima nzimbe. Pane mitemo dzinofunga kuti dzinofanira kuremekedzwa kana tichibvisa vanhu kuita hurukuro yatinoti consent, kwete kungoti tiri kuita maconsultations asi vanhu vasingapihwi mukana kunyatsokurukura nekutaurirana nehurumende. inyaya inorwadza ndingati inyaya tinotoda zuva rakazara kutimbokurukura nezvayo inorwadza hurumende inofanira kuremekedza vanhu the voice of the people is the voice of God ndo inofanira kunge ichiremekedzwa tirikuonasa kuti hurumende yaakusiya zviito zvevanhu ichifadza varoita zvemabhizinesi asi isina kunyatsa kuita tsanangudzo yakakwana yekuti ava vari kuita zvemabhizinesi ava sekuti yegreen field hainyanyi kubatsira vanhu sezvainofungidzirwa pakusapota kwacho nehurumende.
Thank you very much, Mr. Matungu. Going back to our topic today. So now, looking at what is happening, Reverend Hussaini Smanda, what's the advice that you are giving to teachers, parents, and everybody ahead of the reopening of schools? Reverend Smanda?
Well, we'd like to encourage everyone that, first of all, you must have your mask on. You must keep social distance. You must wash your hands. That one is very important. Then the second issue is when the vaccines become available, please, let's take them. It's another measure and protection that we need to have. So this is an encouragement to teachers and to learners that we need to be thinking that way. But you must have some mask. Make sure you wash it at home or you have three or four of those and that you are changing and you keep social distance. And when school is finished, go home. I think that is what is very important.
Yeah, we find this in the very Konoko Ramafchanba.
Etinasia Komosela Jalo City, Ebantu in Bagiti, Linga Koshuguti Lovaso Vieles Godo, a mask eating a galutibe corner, Umele Gube, a Escala Sikul, Paka to Bako, Makelon Wakombe, Munimut of Fundalae, Iganti Jalo Kesis and Melanga Pele. Na ilez injections ezizaba khona nxa sokufase zikhona siyakhuthaza amatishala ethu labafundi ukuthi behlatshwa ukwenzela ukuthi kube ngenye indlela njalo yokuvikela kulumkhuhlane ubhano lolu ole COVID-19.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Let's go to Dr. Ndlovu. So Dr. Ndlovu, looking at the reopening of schools, so are there any fears that we have, you know?
Well, the fears that I have currently is that we definitely have inadequate resources, but that as it may, we are inviting every stakeholder to sacrifice for the children and for the teachers so that we reopen our schools. We must make every effort and we must encourage the government to set aside the resources. And as educators and as DIMTA, we're pushing very hard even during this period to encourage government to bring about the budget. I'm hopeful that in a few weeks they should be responding. Before we open in this coming week, they should respond as to how they can assist the schools. Otherwise, it will be very difficult to go to schools when there is not enough water, to go to schools when there are no enough protective clothing for the educators and the learners. But we want to encourage our parents as well to support their schools. I know some parents have been finding it difficult to pay their levies, but this is the time now, as we open schools, to pick up once more that heart and go forward with the education of learners and support them and support the schools.
But is there any reorientation program or programs, you know, to make sure that, you know, you go through those before everything else opens?
Come again, I'm missing the issue of real theory.
Are there any programs that are being implemented before the reopening of schools, you know, among teachers, among school staff, and so forth?
Well, there hasn't been any that has been targeted by the government or the employer to stop that. But it would have been good if resources could be found to bring about a proper mindset around the issue, particularly as we talk of the vaccine and particularly as we talk about reopening schools. After 1 year being away from school, definitely we want to get the right mindsets back to school.
So,
but that has not been there.
So there's no training in terms of, you know, the COVID issue, you know, because here we're talking about a new normal. There's a problem here. People don't know how they're going to behaving among themselves, and students naturally love playing, you know, So how are we going to control that?
I think in the first wave, there was an attempt to educate and share knowledge around that area. And that knowledge is still applicable to date. It is not as if this is a new phenomenon, because we've had it over a year, and everybody has been given the standard operating procedures. What we must now do is to ensure that they are implemented and adhered to by both the employer and the employees in that sphere. That's one way of orientation. The second orientation that we may be talking of is probably having proper training workshops as to what to do when somebody reacts during vaccination or has been vaccinated. That should be an ongoing issue which we should get from the medical field. But that has not been done yet.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Clarence Matuku. I think he had been cut off.
Vamadhuku, regai timutipe mazwi enyu ekuti midai hurumende yanga yakateerera. Zvii zvamungati vanofanira kuita nyanya kumaruva ikoko panyaya yedenda iro recovid-19 uyezve nevaccine iriko yemazuva ano?
Tingati kuti hurumende inofanira kubatsira kuti nyaya yema vaccines kazhinji ngawande kupfuura aripo pari zvino. Then yobatsira kuti muzvikoro vadzidzisi vanenge vachiswera nevana vechikoro vakwanise kuita ivo vanenge vachibayiwa asi vasiri kumanikidza chipapa panda kuti chinyatsobapata zvakanaka ipapapo. Ngazvingoramba iri optional. Nyaya iripo ndeti vakuru nevatungamiri venharaunda ngatitsvage nzira dzakanaka dzekukwenenzvera kuti vanhu vanobayiwa vabayiwe nekuda kwavo kuti chirambe iri voluntary. Asi vari kufanira kufamba vakawanda kusanganisa ivo vadzidzisi vanenge vachidzidzisa nyaya dzekuti vaccine yakanakira chii vachipa mastatistics. Ndo zvandinofunga zvinofanira kuita nekuti hurumende pari zvino iri kukurirwa nevanhu vari kungotarisa rekodhi rayo sehurumende yeZimbabwe kuti vane zvakawanda zvinoshooreka pamaitiro avo emahuman rights. Vane zvakawanda zvinoshoorekawo tingati reputation yatingati trust ishoma. Saka vanofanira kuti vawanze kurudziro dzinoisawo vanhu vanenge vachitrustwa vato sevatungamiriri venharaunda sevayavaya vari mumamedical professions vanotozivikana kuti ava havaite zvematongerwo enyika asi vari kutaura zvinosimudzirawo nyika yeZimbabwe.
Thank you very much. And your last word, Reverend Spanda.
I would like to encourage everyone to say, please, let's mask up. Let's make sure that we keep social distance, wash our hands. And when an opportunity comes for vaccine, please, let's go and take the jab. Tina, asi kubekeni pambili, tifaka ma maski etu, njalo sibeni lomkhandla nomakhelwane wethu kube indlela esimthanda ngayo. Njalo sibeni abantu abananzelela ukugeza izandla ngaso sonke isikhathi lokufaka i-sanitizer. Ikanti njalo injection ingabuya asihambeni siyeyithatha bani.
Yeah, on that note, we've come to the end of our program. Marvelous. We wish to thank our guests, Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu, the Chief Executive Officer of the Zimbabwe Teachers Association, Reverend Useni Sibanda of the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance, and Clarence Matuku of the Platform for Youth Development Trust. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mtlanganya Huye, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Have a very great weekend.
Good night, all. Bye-bye.
Good night.